Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified.
Found.
Now playing. Lieutenant.
No.
Draw by post. On
I say it every week, and I will not stop saying it. Stop changing the dial. You have just reached Taino Radio. That's right. It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. This is the time that... That's right. DJ Salacordi. We met me to those records. We got another wonderful show. This is going to be a jamming night. That's right, we got every week so far, we're having some indigenous hip-hop artists, man. We're rocking it. And you know that later we're going to have Indie 4-1 opening the show. But before that happens, you know what's going to happen, right? Let me give you three guesses. One, two, two and a half. That's right, three. Take it away. Cosmic Creed.
Hey, hi, hi, hi.
Yo, this is DJ Sonicody.
On the record.
But guess what? Song Jingle Dress Sidestep honoring the people. Indy 4-1, are you there?
Absolutely, I'm here. Thank you, relatives. Thank you for tuning in and joining me in the Mr. Sonicody Ramos.
Oh, you're so formal. Wait, no. Better known as DJ Sana.
Oh, yeah.
Gordy.
Put the needle on the record.
There you go, man.
Absolutely.
So tell me, what's going down, man? Tell me what's going on. It's Wednesday night. That's right. It's September 15th. It's around 10:31 p.m. No, 10:41 p.m. Eastern time. And you're out central, right? So it's like 9:31,
yes.
9:41?
Yes, 9:41. Well, just do some current events,
Mm-hmm.
9/11 just passed. There's some, we got relatives kind of torn between, the actual event, but knowing what side to side on, and I guess that would have to, be where you are, are you a colonized mind or are we a decolonizing mind? I mean, because it affected all different colors, but I'm I believe this was terrorism. This was in, you know, in-house terrorism. Mm. You know, so I don't know. It's kind of, you know, I've seen some of the posts and, you know, the different, you know, feelings that were going around, you know, because, you know, we've been the center of a lot of homeland terrorism, right?
Homeland, so, wow. Oh, 1492 you're talking about, what? That's when it started, right?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, homeland, I would say, would be more of the linear violence at this point. You know what I mean? Because okay. That was definitely an invasion. You know what I mean? That wasn't us terrorizing us. These were foreigners. You know?
Wait, I heard that's when illegal immigration started, no?
Right. I wouldn't you agree? I would. As a original inhabitant of Turtle Island, because that's what this is. This is Turtle Island. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. How you feel about it? I mean, you were in the city. I mean, you know what I mean? How did it affect you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was watching a documentary on, I think it was a three-part documentary on Netflix. And yes. It's something about 9/11. I don't know if you saw it, but it started out good. And they warned you, too. There's some footage that's going to be a little traumatizing, whatever. So there was one part that got to me, and that's when they were talking about the rocket fuel that came down the elevator shafts, and it burned all these people right. waiting for the elevator. And then it showed footage right. of these people all burnt up. And that got to me. My heart started pumping, you know. And
right.
But then, I don't know if this was propaganda or what. I got to check out who produced these films. But there's a part where they show George Bush and the teacher. There was some footage of the teacher because he was at a kindergarten doing a reading, whatever. With the children.
Right. And I believe the book was upside down.
But check this out. In the documentary, it says that the teacher, president, and I guess the person that told the president what was going down, and the president's reaction was like, oh, this is what they say. Oh, the poor pilot that crashed into the building. Because they were thinking it was just like one of these commercial pilots, little planes and stuff.
Right.
So he felt bad. He felt bad for the pilot, whatever, this small plane that probably hit. I don't know. I don't buy that story, man. I never bought it before. I don't buy it now because how can – and, okay, check this out. Ready for this?
Yeah.
I was. My son was a year old. I called out sick. I was watching the cartoons with him. And – you know, news flash, bomb, breaking news. It was Channel 11. And I remember they were saying that they showed the flames. They were saying they don't know what's going on. There's rumors there's a plane that hit it and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden I saw the other plane come, boom, and it crashed. And the first thing I said, oh, shoot, we're being under attack, man. And then my second reaction was like, how the hell did they pull this off? Allegedly, we're the greatest military in the whole wide world, right? How did it enter our airspace? And then in the documentary, they talk about the air controllers. They were requesting F-16 jets, whatever. They never showed up. But they really didn't explain that in the documentary, why they didn't show up. At least the part that I saw, you know. Then I finished. I just shut it off. I'm like, you know what? This is like a fairy tale version of, right?
Right.
Of what went down.
Because my understanding, you know, he took safety, you know, during that attack here. Well, off at Air Force Base, which is about an hour away from me, where they house Air Force One. So, I don't know. You know what other anniversary was today, actually. I believe it's today.
What was that?
In the Vietnam War.
Oh, damn. That's another.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it's all around the same time, you know. I mean, the time of the year.
Oh, damn. Hold on a second. My That's funny. I'm sorry.
Is that the Men in Black?
Yeah, man. They're in my studio. Didn't hear the music playing? Oh, man. They're in my studio. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, you know, that type of, that's another sore deal. You know what I mean? Because, you know, another unnecessary war.
What? Yeah, man, that was,
you know,
unnecessary war.
Unnecessary.
So check. Yeah, man. Well, check it out, man. Indigenous Power Hour show. We always bring energy, good medicine to the people, right? We try at least.
Absolutely.
And today we got an amazing show. You'll be interviewing another awesome, great, terrific, powerful Indigenous hip hop artist, right? Tell
Absolutely.
Our audience who's talking today. Who's showing up?
All right. Well, relatives, we have Kara Dean Billy, the Seminole Prince. And I'm so excited, you know?
Yeah, man. When I heard that, I'm like, what? This is off the hook. This is going to be off the hook.
Absolutely.
As a DJ,
Absolutely.
I can't wait to spin those records, man.
Right. So has our guest, has he arrived?
Okay, let's see. Let's just look it up. Because these Men in Black are taking over here. So let's see if I can take over the studio.
There's still something in the air, Santa Corey.
I know, man. This is going crazy. I don't know if you can hear the beeps in my studio, but it's beeping. It's like going to blow up. Hold on a second. Okay, three. Hold on a second. 3, 2, 1, 0. Seminole Prince, are you on the air?
Yes. It's me. Hello.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, yes.
Well, welcome to Taino Radio. Thank you for your presence.
Appreciate it. Indy, take it away.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kara Dean Billy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's get right into the gentleman, you know, that you are. Talk about that that career of yours. You boast a pretty lengthy number too. So, you know, I can honestly say that you are, you know, a contributor of Indigenous hip hop. You know, let's talk about it.
Yes, yes, indeed. I've been doing it for a while. I was in a group at first, and after we disbanded and lost a few members, I decided to go solo about 10 years ago. And
testing.
I just been doing videos and music and taking breaks here and there, you know. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's no problem. Over 10 years now, I've been, you know, but I took a break there for a little while, and I just then, you know, last year I got, since, you know, when the COVID hit, I just kind of got re-inspired to go back in the studio. So I did, you know, did an album, then did 3 videos, then did another album at the beginning of this year, and then did 3 videos
Justin,
for
one,
that.
1, 2, 3.
And,
We can hear you. We can hear you, Santa Cruz. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Santa Cruz, can you hear
us? Hello? Yeah.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh.
Well, keep talking. He'll be all right. He'll tune back in.
Yeah. But, yeah, pretty much. So, I've been putting out videos and music since last year. And continue to do so. right now I'm back in the studio again and working on another album. And probably I just shot a video, the last video for my last album called Checking Out the Res.
Yes, yes,
which is a good single. I like it. It's like, you know, it's a good song. Got a party vibe to it, you know.
Right. And so let's talk about label owner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Seminole Style Records.
So, you know, what we should have did was send a shout out, you know, you representing your tribe. So tell us who you repping.
Well, Seminole Tribe of Florida. Hello? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I pretty much represent all our reservations. When I first started, there wasn't any rappers at all. Now there's more, but at the time, it was a lot harder to get my music out and everything because there wasn't anybody else doing it. Now, like, since I've been doing it, and a lot more people have been coming forth and, you know, doing their thing and doing their hip-hop, and I love it. So, you know, it's been a long road, but I like, you know, I like where it's at right now and getting more, inspiring more people to express themselves through music.
Absolutely, because, you know, music is medicine. And, yes, you know, indeed. Something that I've been discussing with my fellow, you know, coworkers, you know, because I have the honor of, you know, being the first lady of Indigenous hip hop, you know, and my career started in 1999, you know, that might be a little bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when I started there, just like you said, you know, there was very, very few, you know, let alone, you know, just like tribal wise, like, you know, because I'm Tsongu. And, you know, since, you know, I've been out here, you know, we've had plenty less the mic, and the Midwest is, you know, really, you know, coming with it. And you've been on one of the platforms that I've been on before. And, you know, I went to go look at it. I was like, oh, my God, how did I miss this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I missed it, but why didn't I remember it, you know? So, like I said, you've been out there doing your thing, and I'm proud of you, and so are a lot of other people. And, you know, just don't stop doing what you're doing. And but what I've been discussing is that it's male dominant, you know?
Very, very.
We can't do that.
No, it's got to be.
Support one another, Native support Natives, you know.
It's got to be equal.
Yes, because it's impeding the medicine.
Definitely.
It's impeding the healing of people.
We need more women's point of view on this in this world, you know.
Yes, definitely. And so, you know, we can only do that by, you know, remembering about that, you know. So, like, you know, if people or, you know, whoever, whatever, if they didn't come before me, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You didn't hold the doors open for me. So,
I'm sure you've inspired a lot of other young women to express themselves musically also with your music.
I hope so. I mean, because, you know, all I'm trying to do is get back to that original touch by creator.
Definitely.
You know, that one before any substance or any one being touched me, you know, and that's, you know, with the land back and, you know, decolonizing, well, we got to call that spirit back. Right,
sure.
Along with the land, the bundles, the water, music.
Yes.
That's, we lost that. And, you know, the drum that has always been man's, you know, that's always been, you know, and, you know, you're so positive. You know what I mean? Just, you're very humble. You're very respectful. And,
thank you.
You know, we need more of those examples. You know what I'm saying? We need, because
definitely,
how many of us, you know, didn't grow up with that. I mean, from, you know, every attempt to, of the, you know, over 500 years of genocide,
yes,
you know, we lost those examples. And my heroes, unfortunately, who I looked up to, they're gone.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
need, you know, young men and warriors like yourself with that spirit, you know, that positive spirit to be those examples.
Definitely.
You know? And so, you know, where do you see yourself personally? Where do you see your label? And let's just keep it, let's keep it micro, okay? Where do you see it in, let's say, the next 3 years? We won't throw five.
Well, just as far as I'm concerned, like with other artists that I do work with, I kind of just help them build their own brand and their own label per se, because, you know, I have a few that wanted to come under me, but I was just like, look, I can help you, you know, if you need other things, if you need any, you know, connection or whatever it is, I can help you with that. But, you know, you would rather want to build up on your own and, you know, have your own, so that way you don't have to have anybody telling you how to express yourself or your vision, you know. So
absolutely,
I'd rather, you know, I usually help some people around here that, you know, start their own and do it themselves. That way, you know, they'll have something that belongs to them, you know, that they belong to, that belongs to them also. So just like with me, you know, I don't have to, I mean, as far as like helping and everything, I'm with that. But I mean, like, as far as signing, you know, getting other people to, you know, I ever since when I used to be in a group, that was the last time I really, you know, really work with people on my label as far as, you know, other artists, because they, you know, eventually, you know, the ones that, you know, when they were alive, they're not alive no more, but when they were alive, you know, they had a different vision, and we always kind of bumped heads on that situation. So I kind of let, you know, let them go back their separate way as far as expressing themselves and making music under their own imprint, instead of, you know, just being me and trying and doing it the way I see it, you know.
Yeah,
try not to live
it. Yeah, and you know, it's about business too.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's always the focus, right? In any art, is, oh, getting a label to sign you. Ain't nothing wrong with owning your own masters, your own copyrights, your own, you know, what you're talking about. And that's what we need to hear more of. And, you know, that's good. That's, you know, how you encourage other artists, because, you know, there's a lot that don't do that. They get ripped off. And so, you know, when you were with this, did you feel like, you know, you didn't have control about what you were putting out, or maybe, you know, your personality wasn't coming through?
When I was in a group and they were on the,
yeah,
when we were, it was just like they had their visions and I had mine, and it wasn't always on the same level, on the same. And then you know, like me, I've been sober for a good while now, probably about 17 years, going on 18, you know. And the other members in my group, they weren't, you know, they weren't sober per se. They were still, you know, dabbling or still in the life art. far as I know, and, you know, that's why they passed on. They're not here no more, is, you know, and I hate to speak about it like that in that way, but, you know, and, you know, when it comes to doing that, and I wasn't on that as far as, you know, I did that in my younger years, and I quit because, you know, just by losing people and other things, factors that weighed in on my life at the time, and, you know, and I had to leave that behind and just, you know, just put it behind me and focus on my children and my family and, you know, stuff that made my medicine, my spirituality, you know, better as a human being, you know, and giving back as far as, you know, things I've taken or things I destroyed while, you know, using or living, you know, kind of, I guess, living in that manner where, you know, you're out there and you're not caring about nobody but yourself and you're being real selfish about everything and stepping on a lot of people's toes and, you know, just rubbing people the wrong way and not caring how they feel about it.
Right.
So, you know, once I, you know, and I kept going to jail and that was just something I just got tired of because it was getting longer and longer, the stints. And I just, you know, that was it. I was just like, you know, I can't do this. This ain't good, you know, because I had been, you know, in and out since I was like maybe 14, you know. So it was a hard habit to get out of, but I was done with it. I had to do something. And I always wanted to rap since I was about maybe, you know, about 13, 14, you know. So once I sobered up, I said, you know, this is one of the things I'm going to focus on and get, you know, really get going because, you know, I can't be out there living it, but I can, like I used to, I can rap about it, rap about stuff that used to happen and what I did about it, you know?
Right. That job. Good job. And thank you for, you know, speaking on it.
Yes.
You know,
appreciate
because
it.
That is your medicine, you know,
that place
that you're coming from. And, you know, again, a lot of, even our fans, you know, they'll develop a personality for you. You know what I mean? And they'll think, you know, they get, you know, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions, you know, based off of appearance. And like me personally, like I don't do too many visuals, you know?
Yes.
Because I'm trying to keep it about the medicine, you know, the music.
Yeah, the words, everything, you know, the message.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I understand
so,
that completely.
You know, and then we don't even, as individuals, you know, male or female, we don't talk about where we've been, the fire that we walked through, you know
Definitely.
What I mean, to get where we are now. And, you know, that it's important because, again, with those misconceptions, whether they're a stereotype or you know, just some idea that somebody has created in their mind about who you are and what you represent, you know, we need to have that transparency, you know, especially with a 17-year, you get what I'm saying? That it's a day-to-day thing. Once you tasted it, you know.
Yeah, and you know, like a lot of what, you know, got me there was, you know, when a lot of my friends that died young, that died when we was teenagers and whatnot, that did not make it. And, you know, so that was one inspiration that sobered me up. But while I was sober, you know, the other friends that I had died from it also. And it was just like, it was still hard to keep on, but I kept on. And it was just like, you know, that helped me keep going. I've been, you know, and as much as I, you know, as I mourn their loss, I still benefited from, you know, their passing because it helped me, you know, become a better person, a better father, a better brother, you know, and
absolutely.
A better artist. And
absolutely.
That's what, and that helps me become a better man eventually, and, you know, which I hope to achieve as I get older and older in age, you know.
Definitely. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm glad to hear this about you, you know, and learn this about you. You know what I mean? Because imagine how many people don't know that about you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, your fans and them haters.
Definitely.
You know?
They kind of write me off sometimes, you know?
I understand it. Yeah. I understand fully. So, do you want to get into this music?
Definitely.
Which one do you want to play first, discuss first?
Osceola.
Okay. Tell us about Osceola.
Well,
I'm
that's
around
the name of one of our... Huh? Oh, that's the name
I'm
of one of our war leaders that led an attack in 1836 and died on, I mean, that was caught under a flag of truce. But, you know, I just kind of compare myself to him. I'm not saying I am him. I'm not saying, you know, I just kind of embrace that, you know, that mentality as far as living today.
That's great.
All right.
And my father's last name was Osceola, but my mother's last name was Billy, and she named me my last name Billy, but my father's last name was Osceola.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yes.
Some traditional stuff right there, going by the mother's name, right? That's traditional, right? Going
yeah.
by your mother's last name. That's great.
Definitely.
You know, Billy, I just want to tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Osceola.
No. Go ahead.
And before I play the song, Osceola, I wanted to bridge a gap here. Not bridge a gap. Make a connection because the Taino listeners right now, the Caribbean and diaspora, We have some oral traditions stating that many of our warriors, because right after the invasion, what happened was the Spaniards tried to kill as much men in it as they possibly could and or ship them away from the islands. And there was a whole migration or the Great Escape going to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a name for Florida, Benini. It's one of our homelands, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's some oral traditions that the Taino warriors was escaping the islands, you know. They were they reached Florida, one of their homelands, and they hooked up with the Seminoles to fight the Spanish there. So I don't know if you ever heard of that and stuff, but we got some oral traditions about that.
Oh, okay.
If you heard of anything like that.
I've heard of that, and I've also heard of you know, a lot of tribes that banded together under the Seminole flag, under the Seminole name, you know, you know, like were originally called Red Sticks that were, you know, from Cherokee and Choctaw and other Eastern tribes also, you know.
Right.
And in our tribe, we speak two different languages. That'd be the Muscogee Creek and then the Miccosukee. And I was brought up under speaking Miccosukee. And my grandmother, she didn't speak a word of English. But my mom, you know, I grew up speaking it from when I was young, and I learned English later on, you know. So it was going to school was tough because having to learn that language, you know, as I went along. You know, after I left the res, that was back then on our res, you know, you hardly heard anyone speak English. But as time went on, you know, you got more and more people. And now it's kind of like our language is only in certain circles. You can hear them, like the older people and the people my age and older and the younger ones. It's kind of like mostly English. So, you know, not that there's nothing wrong with English. I'm just saying, you know, we have, you know, I speak both and so. When I go to see my mom, she won't speak to me in English. She'd speak to me in our language every time. And I can't, you know, I try to speak to her back in English to get her to speak English to me, you know, but it's, you know, it's kind of tough to do that. So I eventually.
Well, you know, a lot of Boricuas, or we call Puerto Rican, you know, we that came to, that were first generation, that had their great grandparents or grandparents raising them in the city while the parents worked, they, it was a big issue because they would not let us speak English in the household. So for, so up until 11 years old, I was in like what they call bilingual class because I just couldn't speak the English at home. So I had a problem with the English, but that was the whole thing. Don't bring that language in here. So we spoke Spanish, the colonizer language, but it was considered, English was considered bad, you know, foreign.
Because it is. It's spell casting. It's spell casting.
There you go.
Original touch. You know, because we don't, our, as indigenous people, our communication is so much more than just words. You know, and there's sign language attached to it. There's body language. There's, you know, just eye contact, not eye contact. But our words are very true to what we're saying. They don't have, you know, hidden meanings. You know, the etymology remains the same. You know, from the, you know, the etymology of the word, it remains consistent. It doesn't switch up. So we, you know, we mean what we say, and we say what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
And our languages are very, very loving. You know, because we don't have that mindset. You know, our life lessons aren't indoctrinated, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
So yeah, definitely. Yeah, there, I got a problem with it. You know, well, join in the discussions, you know, well, later date, you know, Karenine.
Well,
I know you would definitely have something to, you know, contribute.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's you know, I figured when, you know, when I went to school, which was, I went to different schools, but I had went to a school where it was out of off the res, so it, you know, we took a bus over there, which was like maybe almost an hour away, you know. So I hated going over there because, you know, there was no Indians, you know, they're just natives, no natives, just, you know, other races. I didn't feel like I didn't feel like I fit it at all, you know. I couldn't wait to get back to the res because it was just, you know, at that time anyway, you know, it was just, that's all I knew. And I didn't, as far as I could have been in, on planet Mars for all I knew, you know, me being over there. But eventually, you know, as I, you know, kept going to school and, you know, doing, you know, learning English better, learning how to, you know, the ways of America and the ways of how everything is. It's just, you know, it was, you know, and watching TV and everything like that, you know, it, every time, you know, I knew I had to come, I speak in, you know, I speak English over there, and I was like, okay, you know, but as time got on, you know, more and more English got on the res, and more people were speaking it, and it was, it became, you know, the norm.
Yeah, language is so important.
Jason,
I'm having issues here. I have an issue with the studio here. And Men in Black, the Spooky Lou show, they're invading. I don't know if you hear the beeps, but it looks like it's going to blow up my board here. But I'm trying to, I'm going to my backup system now.
Okay.
Going to my third and fourth crates to look for that vinyl record. Trevor Dean, Billy. I always got my backup records, man. I'm real. This is it, man. Men in Black can't get those records. But, I'm looking. It's unfortunate because whenever I write Blog Talk Radio, they're pretty cool with me, but they can't explain why certain things occur. So I'm just looking now.
Carrie,
this is my backup system.
We had the show cut off right in the middle of a set, you know. Just cut off. Bad.
Just cut.
Like,
we had a reboot, right? Reboot.
Yes. The switchboard crashed one night.
Oh.
Like two blog talks, you know what I'm saying? So no shows aired, but it was just convenient. It was right before our show. And the hour before, there's, you know, the Spooky Lou, and it was cool. So you'll hear it.
But
and
you know,
crazy. I've been hearing the beeps. I've been hearing all this stuff, and I'm just trying to keep navigating through it, you know. So are you ready?
Well, remember DM T-Hawk was on. It was a big thunderstorm. Remember that? How they do that? They got my studio and the weather. Okay, this is Arceola. Let's go for it.
Get your best up. I'm a real Seminole, don't get it messed up. Been doing this for years and never rest up. I never been solid, I always stay solid. Keep it down, fill it, and an alcoholic. Keep it old school, like a high target. Kiss it, take a big hit. Take a two piece, now you drift. Don't be slow, don't be weak. No soul in my tears, and I hold here. Seminole speak, this full of old me.
Amazing right there.
Thank you.
Isn't that just a positive, just, I mean, regardless, you know, I heard some of it, but I like the recognition of that target on your back.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well, you know, some that is, unfortunately, something that our indigenous men, besides our women, you know, because, you know, this platform is, you know, dedicated to our missing relatives, you know, and that's one of the dangers, I'm sure, that you've taught your own children, you know, that's the danger of being indigenous, you know, is having that target on our backs, you know. Unfortunate, but that's, I like that energy you got there. It's real bouncy, you know what I mean? Like, I like that.
Word, man.
You want,
that's deep.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that. Man. So what else did you bring? What else did you want to share with relatives? Your other song.
All right. Oh, Checking Out the Rest. That's the one I'm calling my latest one. I just shot a video for that. It's on YouTube. Checking Out the Rest. Just about, you know, going out on the rest and checking out, you know, what's around and, you know, around mine anyway, not necessarily every rest, but just the rest out here, you know. And the video isn't like that because I just want to switch it up because every time I did a video, it was on my rest. So, you know, on this video, I went to another rest, but made a whole different scenario out of it because I just wanted to flip it.
Oh, damn. Hold on. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
What kind of... Okay, this is... The Men in Black, what are you doing? All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. Can you repeat that again?
No. What's that?
No, I cut you off.
Uh-huh. Oh. No, yeah, just the song that, you know, the video I had flipped it where... You know, it ain't necessarily about what I'm rapping about. It's just I went to another res, and because on my other videos I've been, it's been mostly on my res. So I kind of did it different on that video. But, yeah, the song, it's just about going to the res out here and stuff like that, just checking it out and, you know, to a nice beat that's fast. And I like it.
Oh, that's cool, man. So let's check it out. Okay, hold on a second.
Trying to get paid, trying to get the hit.
There you go. Checking out the res. Wow, Southern, Southern style, right?
Yes.
Wow,
that's
cool,
some good
man.
Energy. That is some really
that's,
good energy. It's, you know, because
yeah, it, I just wanted to be like, a, you know, the feel-good song, make, you know, just kind of hype it up a little bit.
Well,
oh, it's hype.
We had this, yeah, we had this discussion not too long ago about, you know, there's indigenous rappers,
mm-hmm.
and then there's indigenous rap. And
yeah,
my definition of indigenous rap is we don't have guns pointed at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's big difference, you know, across the board for, you know, many genres of music. And I don't know, there's just something about your energy. I'm telling you, I told Santa Corey tonight, I said, there's something in the air. It just feels, it's, I don't know if, you know, I don't know. I said, but let's get this medicine going. You know what I mean? We got to keep inspiring one another. And, you know, if we don't support one another,
yeah.
Ain't nobody else can do it.
Oh, definitely. I believe that.
You know, and we'd love to. Yes, we'd love to have your energy back and spin some of those records of yours, you know, on Taino. So.
Appreciate it. Definitely, man. Thank you for being on the show and the seminar.
Yeah.
Taino connection, Lakota connection, family's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it is, because we need that solidarity. We need it. We need it like we need air right now. You know, but keep that keep that spirit, keep that energy, keep that warrior, you know. And you know, I'm real proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, sharing.
And keep.
Go
ahead. Keep your story alive, Carradine. Tell the people, you know, where you know where you've been, the rock bottom, and where you at. Because a lot of young people out there think it's over, you know. You know, they screwed up. They're in jail, alcoholism, drug addiction. They think it's over. But there is hope. So keep your story alive, man. Right? There's hope, right?
17 years under his belt.
Yes.
Wow.
You
look
know,
at that.
Of sobriety. You know, that's that red road. You know what I mean? It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they made sidewalks.
Definitely.
You know.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
Not everybody's built for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, sometimes that's just where those decisions take us. But by no means do our failures define who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And thank you. Thank you for being so transparent.
Umatun, thank you. And
thank
to the great Seminole Nation. Great Seminole Nation. Hats out to them. Great Lakota Nation. Oh, man. We got this. It's only the beginning, right? Wait, what that meme says? The beginning is near. Wow. Okay, man. Well, thank you so much. What's that?
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Salami.
Yeah. Have a good night, and I'm gonna close out the show with some more positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And from yours truly.
Thank y'all for having me.
One second. Yeah, man. Go for it. Oh, man. Keep it up. We're gonna get you back. Okay.
Okay.
And,
no problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna put this show on YouTube, and I'll let you know. All right, I'll send you the clip. I'll send you the once I download it. Okay.
All right, thank you.
So you inspire other people, man. Awesome, other natives and people. All right, cool. Indy 41. Catch you soon. All right.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. All right. We'll close out with all honor to the Creator, Creatress. Go for it.
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you help me stand my ground, 10 toes down, protected by your shield?
one of the few still own my soul, and my will is mine. Awake and not blind, tell me, Creator, am I one of the signs still heard by you? I need you right now.
Right now.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I need you right now.